Hulihia. In Hawaiian, it means overturn, and it's also the name of a new collection of essays from the University of Hawaii Press. The first volume of The Value of Hawaii was published 10 years ago, and a second followed 4 years later. With 2020 bringing profound change to the world, the book once again brings diverse voices to share their vision for Hawaii's future and discuss the big issues facing the islands: climate change, urban development, tourism, and more. The conversations Jason Ubai spoke with Noilani Goodyear Kaupua. She is a professor and department chair at the UH Manoa's Department of Political Science and is one of four editors on this book.
So the first volume of The Value of Hawaii was edited and published 10 years ago. It was edited by Kumu John Osorio and Professor Craig Howes, both professors at UH Manoa, and they gathered people who had been working in particular fields to kind of give the reader a lay of the land of what's happening in energy or in agriculture or, you know, all of these major sectors and aspects of life in Hawaii. How did we get here was really kind of the question. And the book was intended to be something that could catalyze conversations, particularly in an election year. It was distributed to every sitting legislator. It was adopted as like the book of the year, you know, at a university, like all of the university students read it. So it was really kind of meant to generate conversation about Hawaii. So they then asked, Aiko Yamashiro and I were sort of the next generation that's coming right after them, to edit the volume two. And volume two similarly took a sort of next generation of people who are leading in different areas of our communities, folks who are working in community-based farms or revitalizing fish ponds or working in the local music scene, educators, all of these different kinds of elements of life, again, and asked to share, how did you get activated to do the work that you do for to lead change in Hawaii? How did you come to that? And that was really meant to be invitational, to reach out to particularly students and young folks to say, what are the roots that you come from? The title of the second volume is Value of Hawaii 2, Ancestral Roots, Oceanic Visions. And so it really was, okay, how do we, you know, honor and celebrate the roots that we all, that nourish us, and then take these visions into the future. And we also were really intentional with volume two about trying to be as inclusive as possible of the various ethnic groups of our islands, particularly Pacific Islander voices, who are not often heard as much as some of the, you know, more populous groups like Hawaiians and Caucasians and Japanese. And so we were really intentional with trying to be inclusive about who was contributing to that, and then also people from different islands, right? That it wasn't meant to be like a Oahu-centric kind of a vision for Hawaii. Value of Hawaii 3, Hulihia, the Turning, was inspired by this moment that we are in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, of all kinds of transformations and change, that some of which we are being forced to deal with, some of which, you know, have been the result of many, many years, generations even of communities organizing. But we all got together, the four of us who have edited volumes one and two, and we said, okay, who can we ask that is working at sort of the cutting edge of different kinds of change in Hawaii, and use this opportunity of Hulihia, which is a turning, and not just kind of a, it's difficult to translate into English, but Hulihia comes from Hawaiian chants and traditions. And in particular, in my piece in the collection, I cite the work of Dr. Enkumuhula Pualani Kanakaole Kanahele, who writes in Kahonua Ola about chants about Pele. and how in these chants that are called hulihia chants, these are about massive, explosive, vastly transformative kinds of changes and part of the cycle of, you know, the earth's own renewal. And so we wanted moments where everybody's been kind of forced to stop in our tracks in some ways and confront new challenges and say, how do we want to come forward in the wake of this pandemic? We don't want to just return to the old normal. We want to be able to use that opportunity to actually move toward the kinds of changes that our communities have been envisioning for a long time. So the contributors to the Value of Hawaii 3 are incredibly numerous. There are over 65 contributors. They're writing about, the first section is on overlapping emergencies, so it's addressing issues of climate change, of the need to address climate change from a position of thinking about justice and how, you know, we nurture equity as we are also preparing for and dealing with what's already happening in terms of those changes. Of course, the COVID-19 crisis, our overdependence on imported foods, the collapse, in, or at least the major stoppage of tourism. So there are a number of these kinds of intersecting emergencies that are addressed in that first section. The second section is really kind of about turning back to think about, okay, knowing that our communities are dealing with all these challenges, COVID-19, massive storms, food insecurity, what are the ideas that come out of both the very old kind of ideas, you know, ahupua'a system values, new ideas around, for example, the Aina Aloha Economic Futures Declarations that have come out, ideas around how do we transition to renewable energy in a just and sustainable way that's inclusive? How do we rethink our diets in preparing for being able to produce all of our own foods here? How do we think about the criminal justice system differently, particularly in this moment of the Black Lives Matter uprisings over this year? So all of these kinds of things, you know, labor, and at the same time, recognizing that our creative arts, our songs, our stories are all part of sustaining the real strength of our communities. So that's the second section. And then the third section really kind of builds on that and how our communities already beginning to do this, how our communities such as on Molokai, you know, how have people already been addressing the issues of feeding one another in this time? How are people using the opportunities to create home, to create communities for unsheltered and houseless communities? How are we valuing each other's languages, each other's histories? How are people organizing to support one another across different kinds of struggles, across different ethnic communities, across different class backgrounds? So those are some of the things that we try to deal with in section three. And then the very final section is really kind of taking that visioning of our futures even further. And a couple of the chapters in that final section actually even go to 100 years from now and tell a story of, you know, 100 years after this pandemic, how will our descendants who are still calling Hawaii home, who are still cultivating what we value here, how will they look back upon this time and the decisions that we made in 2020?
Well, it sounds like it covers a lot of ground, but yeah, it works hard to try to connect, you know, past, present, and future. And
we tried to cover a lot of ground, but we also tried to make the chapters very short and readable. So this is not an academic book that is difficult for anyone to pick up and just really kind of get into. The essays are short. They're meant to be read in a single sitting. They're 1,500 words, which probably doesn't mean a lot to most listeners out there, but they're a few pages each, basically each essay. So they're meant to be provocative pieces that give us ideas, that put ideas out there, and then can catalyze further conversation about the different topics.
Now, I also noticed that a lot of the essays are fairly topical. I mean, it's in this present moment, but they were all written before Election Day. Do you think that changes any of the content?
I don't think the outcome of this election will impact whether or not this is valuable. The kinds of issues that are being discussed in the book they're complex issues that are going to take a long time for our communities here in Hawaii to address. You know, things like how do we address our overdependence on a mass tourism industry where most of the ownership is outside of Hawaii. You know, issues like food security, where we're not going to change the fact that we import the vast majority of our foods overnight. What are the long-term visions, but then also what are the steps that we can begin to take at various levels, community level, island level, you know, and then Haiʻaina wide, about how to address those issues.
Why did you decide to put it out online? And I understand that there's a print edition coming out sometime next year?
In February, yeah. So the turnaround on this project was incredibly fast. For anybody who knows book publishing, it normally takes much, much longer. We were able to get invitations out to contributors during the summer and have the book ready to be distributed digitally in November, right before the election. So it's an incredibly fast turnaround, in part because the chapters are short, digestible pieces, but we chose to deliver in this open access digital format, one, because these are pressing issues that we wanted people to be able to be talking about now, especially, you know, while people are still in this moment of having to figure out their lives in the midst of a pandemic. We wanted to make it open access, which means that it's free. It's freely downloadable because there is an economic crisis going on. We wanted to make sure that the work could get out to people without them having to pay anything, that it could be utilized by students. Many, you know, so many students are online right now. So we wanted the book to be a resource for teachers to utilize as content and be able to access for free without having to jump through a lot of hoops to get access to the content. So it's freely downloadable on ScholarSpace for anyone.
That was Noelani Goodyear Kaupua, an editor on the value of Hawaii 3. The book is available online now. You can find a link to it on our website.